The artist Larissa Fassler is the daughter of an architect, and that upbringing helps explain her own work.
I started to become very curious about how these different built environments...
This is Fassler speaking in a recording for the audio tour of Critical Cartography, her new show at the Courier Museum.
How the design of our cities, especially our public spaces, affect the way we move through, use, and inhabit space.
The exhibition consists of large-scale pencil, ink, and crayon maps of Manchester. They're maps in the traditional sense in that you can see the city's grid and buildings. But they're also riddled with notes, observations, and background research. Sam Cataldo is the museum's curator for contemporary art.
And what they're showing is not just a physical map. They're not just showing buildings and open spaces and inaccessible spaces. They're not showing landforms. But they're showing information and data and her observations.
Fassler, who's based in Germany, has done similar studies in other cities, including Istanbul, Calgary, and New York. She spent last summer living in Manchester as an artist in residence at the Courier. While she was here, she kept detailed journals and sketches of what she saw.
On my first walks out into the city to find a grocery store, to walk to the bank, to stroll downtown, I was struck how very few other people were out walking. It was summer, the weather was beautiful, and yet on my walks I felt quite alone, rarely seeing others out on foot.
Fassler then works these observations onto the maps, sometimes in the form of statistics, like a chart showing the minimum wage or number of opioid fatalities, but also the on-the-ground details that would never make it onto something like Google Maps, the price of cigarettes, all the no loitering signs, and even overheard conversations. Sam Cataldo reads off the canvas.
Where man number one says, "You're not going to pass out on me, are you?" The next person says, "No, sir," and gets up and moves on. And so that's a snippet of conversation, but it's very evocative.
The grid of the city, its challenges, it's all here. Fassler, who was born in Canada, was in Manchester during one of President Trump's rallies last year. She sketches in some of the signs people were carrying near the arena. In that way, the work feels like a snapshot in time, the way all maps ultimately are.
You know, maps are thought of like a dictionary or an encyclopedia, like their reference material, which means they're always true. But in this case, the artist is really making a point. Well, in the hands of an artist especially, a map is very subjective.
In short, the person making the map shapes it, the way a city can shape its inhabitants. Larissa Fassler's Critical Cartography will be on view through the spring. In response to the pandemic, the Courier is asking people to reserve time tickets in advance to limit crowding. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.